You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Artist of the day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Scott.
Yo.
I can't see you because I'm looking at your ceiling.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
There I am. There you are. The coolest story just dropped on the Kansas City Star webpage.
Okay.
The Federal Aviation Administration just approved cutting-edge technology developed by Garmin in Olathe. Mm-hmm. That can automatically land an airplane in an emergency.
Like by itself?
Yes. Listen to this. Piper Aircraft announced today that the FAA has approved a new safety system on the Piper M600 that features Garmin's AutoLand. The technology allows a pilot or passenger to press a single button. From there, Garmin software identifies the closest airport, notifies air traffic control, and lands the plane without pilot or passenger intervention. AutoLand can also self-activate if a pilot is incapacitated or dead. So remember Payne Stewart's plane? Yes, that's just flying around. We're waiting for it to run out of gas because they had all had the carbon monoxide poisoning, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. They theoretically, with this technology, can remote land a plane. What do we think?
Well, it's supposed to be all autonomous as well, so it does this all on its own. It gets in contact with air traffic control, things like that.
And it's one button.
You could not pay me $1 million to get on a plane that small.
Oh, no, and I'm not a fan of those tiny planes either. But if
like the Payne Stewart plane? No.
Oh, yeah, no. But if the technology exists on the small planes to automatically land them, trust me when I say the technology now exists on the big planes, theoretically, to land those as well.
Well, what about cars then?
Oh, I think that's different. I don't trust the self-driving car, but I do trust the Garmin self-flying plane.
Wait. Hang on, man.
Cars colliding? No. Planes colliding?
Yeah. Sure.
So you trust a self-flying plane, but you don't trust a self-driving car?
Correct. I just don't think the technology is there yet with the self-driving cars.
You trust a computer to put a plane on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, which, by the way, is the only time on a flight I white-knuckle. You know, a lot of people like white-knuckle when you're taking off. I don't at all. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is fun.
Oh, but I love the landing.
It is when that plane is coming down to the ground. Ask anybody who's ever flown with me. That is the 15 to 30 seconds where I am white-knuckling those handrails. And if you think you're going to put your arm on that armrest before I do, we're going to fight. I literally
the
put
landing,
my feet.
The landing, Scott. Why? Oh. Because don't you feel comfort in knowing, okay, there's the ground. We're now down.
I just don't think we're going to touch the ground as softly as you think.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I brace my feet. I'm not kidding you. Ask anybody who's ever flown with me. I brace my feet so that I can push myself back, okay? And then I grab onto those arm rests, whatever you call those things. And if you think you're going to put your arm in there, we're going to town.
Yes, Sam.
Scott, you do know that bracing for impact makes the damages from impact worse?
Worse.
Should it go wrong?
That's why
Sam,
the
you do know if you have to
DUI
brace for
wrecks.
Impact in a flight, you're going to die anyway, so it doesn't really matter. matter.
That is not the truth.
I disagree. There have been landings where the airplane does the cartwheel and somehow 30 of those people walked out of there.
And 90 don't.
You know, I think the self-landing technology works for a couple of reasons. It's mostly all automated these days anyway, Scott. It really is.
Okay. Dana, you and I will never travel together anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I love the takeoff. I have no problem with the takeoff. It is that landing that gets me every time. Every time. I cannot do the landing. Freaks me out every time.
Okay.
And I do a little sign of the cross, you know. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you, Jesus.
Ugh.
We made it. What do you guys want to talk about today? Sports?
No, I got a couple things. One of my favorite stories of the day is a 41-year-old mother. She's from Topeka. And she just earned her degree, decided to have kids first. Kids are now grown and flown and all in college. And she decided at age 41 to get a degree. And I am curious, Scott, how many people listening have that one thing out there in your life that you never did or wanted to do?
Oh, so you're not just talking about like a degree, the one thing that you've never done.
Yeah, is now the time to do that thing, whatever that thing is for you. I mean, God knows we all have time on our hands now. Is now the time to go back and do whatever that thing is for you?
Okay, all right. I like this. This is good. What is the one thing that, and maybe you're 35 years old, maybe you're 40 years old, maybe you're 30, I don't know, maybe you're 45, who cares? What's the one thing that you wanted to do when you were younger? And by younger, I mean, you know, in your early 20s or something, not 11. I wanted to play Cowboys and Indians. No, that doesn't count. What's the one thing that you really wanted to do in your early adult years that you've never done? And damn it, I'm going to do it before I die. I'm definitely now going to do it before I die. 5767798. Do you have one? Just think about it. Don't give it away right now. Just think about
I've
it.
I've always said if money or time was... Well, but I'm not going to do it.
All right.
It's something that if money or time was no object, I want to know from people what would be realistic. I mean, you're not going to go off and be an astronaut if you're 55 years old. That's not happening.
No. I'm not joining the Army. I'm 48 years old.
Correct. It's got to be realistic.
Okay. I have one that's realistic.
And for Jenny Fricke, that's her name, out of Topeka. She's 41 years old, mother of five. She went back and... her degree. She did it online.
Good
it took
her
several years. And I love this. Let me read this. She said, she tells her kids, with God, all things are possible. We are never victims. If you want something, you need to go for it. And the fourth one, it is never too late.
I love it.
Unless you want to be an astronaut and then it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. 5767798. 5767798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Don't you remember the fizz in a pepper, peanuts in a bottle at 10, 2, and 4, a fried bologna sandwich with mayo and tomato sitting around the table.
It's not that I want to ride a bull named Fu Manchu. If I got to do one more thing before this ride is over, I'm either going to go jumping out of an airplane with a parachute on.
Might be a quick way to go.
Or what's that called when you jump off a cliff and you got that big...
bungee?
No. Sam, what is it called?
You literally just said it.
Hang gliding. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go hang gliding. I'm going to go hang gliding.
You're driving me crazy.
Yeah. Dude died in a hang gliding accident. What an idiot. Oh, I'm hang gliding, honey. take a good picture, I'm dead.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's about right.
What about you?
If I had the money and the time, which I do not, I would go to law school.
You go to what? Law school?
Yeah.
You, a lawyer?
Yeah. I asked you, what would you do, because you had the time that you've always wished you could do, and the best you could come up with was jumping out of an airplane?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, with a parachute, yeah.
Well.
Or hang gliding. And all you could come up with was defend people in court?
Well, there are many kinds of lawyers. But yes, I would go back to law school.
I was going
to
say, she could be a prosecutor.
Okay. Prosecute people in court? That's lame. Sam, to the phones.
Brenda, in Independence.
Hi, guys. Love you guys. Dana, you crack me up all the time.
Well, thank you.
I was 43 when I graduated from college, and after my first year, I switched my major because computer science just was not clicking in this old brain.
So, what did you switch your major to?
Human resources, and I love it.
Good.
Yeah, and then I wanted to learn how to quilt. So I'm teaching myself how to do it on my little sewing machine.
Aw, can I ask you something? Was it weird going back to college at age 43, and were you sitting in a classroom with other, you know, 20-year-olds?
No. I went to Park, so it was a lot of older. There
awesome.
Was very few that were young kids.
Awesome.
Well, yeah.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Sam, on to the next, if we could, please.
Georgia in Leawood.
Georgia, I love your name. Good afternoon. Welcome. Oh, Georgia. Hey, Georgia, you got to turn that radio down.
She'll hear it in 8 seconds.
Georgia in Leawood.
Yep, there's
I just heard myself introing her.
Here it comes. You got to
turn
the old radio down. Yep.
Hello.
Georgia. Hello.
You got to keep that radio down, kid.
Oh, it's down. Okay, I'm 66, and during this, I am taking a Yale class, online class on Roman architecture, and it's been fascinating and wonderful.
Why are you doing it?
You know, when I was in high school, I wanted to be an architect, and I couldn't pass drafting. And I know, it's kind of sad. But I've always been interested in it, and I love Rome, and I came across this on the internet, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to take it. I read every day, I watch my lectures, I've written 2 papers, I study. It's fun. I love it.
Well, so, are you just taking a class, or do you intend to get a degree out of it?
Haven't decided. I have an art degree. I haven't decided.
Okay, I've got to ask you something.
Good. Well, I want to ask her, too. Are you going around telling people you go to Yale? Because I totally would.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. They're very impressed. Yeah. Yep, I am.
I'm impressed. I'm actually impressed that you're going to Yale, but can I ask you a question, if you don't mind, and please take no offense?
Yeah.
What does one do with an art degree?
Well, actually, when I got out of college, I got a degree with Penny's Regional Advertising in Dallas, designing what used to be little circulars with all their ads in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you actually did use the degree?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Good for you.
I really did for years. And then when I moved here, that was in Dallas, when I moved here, I went to work as an artist for Macy's in their downtown office.
Bragger.
Oh, that's fun. Hey, and some of those Macy's are opening back up this week. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. Anyway,
oh,
love
yeah.
the show.
No, we love you too. Be well. Be safe, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks here on KMBZ. Bicycle.
Bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite. You say shark.
Queen.
I don't like Star Wars.
What the hell?
What?
I now no longer like Freddie Mercury. That was fast.
Did you see over the weekend one of the, one of the, what do you call it, drive-in theaters? Is it the one in Independence? Was packed.
Yeah, people want to get out of their house. I get it.
I think they're coming back, Scott. I think the drive-in will come back.
Yep. I actually wonder what this means to the future of the sit-down and eat-and-drink movie theater. I kid you not, which I enjoy, by the way. We like to go to the movie theater. But you know what we did over the weekend? We watched Bad Boys for Life again. And we paid $5 and no, hang on. We paid $5.99. And three of us got to watch Bad Boys for Life, and that movie was still as funny as it ever was. And when we went to see it in the theater, we ended up paying about $30. Now, I like the movie theater experience. I like the big screen, the surround sound, all that stuff. But that movie was still just as enjoyable in her living room as it was in the movie theater.
But you do recognize that big movies like 1917. Those types of movies for me need to be shown
on a big screen, in a theater.
It's nowhere near the same watching a 1917 at home.
Well, but let me do this. I think it was about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, we had a little conversation about what's gone when we come back. And I said the handshake. Mm-hmm. And Dana, will you refresh my memory on what you said?
Buffet.
The buffet, that's right. So let's do this. What business model is gone when we come back? And I think it's the movie theater.
Ooh. Or does it just shift so that you can pay $20 or $25 to watch a brand new movie from home?
Well, right now they're offering them for $5.99.
Well, but that movie's been out for several months.
True. What business model is gone when we get out of this? I say it's the movie theater. The AMC 30, the B&B, I just don't see it surviving.
I mean, that's an interesting thought because we were already kind of transitioning away from that anyway with all of the streaming options, mm-hmm. you know, battling the movie theater for these contracts.
But Sam, you bring up a good point. However, you would still go to a movie theater on like a big opening night, like a Star Wars or, you know, Bad Boys for Life, and it would be packed because the movie theaters always get first dibs before the streaming services. That's how the Oscars work. They have to give them to the theaters first. And now, I wonder, when we're all done with this, you know, when there's a vaccine, whether it's in January, whether it's 4 years from now, God knows when it's going to be. Are you going to be comfortable going and sitting in a movie theater? Now, you might go do a drive-through, okay? That's fine. But are you going to go sit at AMC 30 and say, breathe your coronavirus all over me? I'm not. Not right now.
This isn't a business model, Scott, but one of the stories that I just saw during the break that of something that you won't believe that is going to go away, They interviewed a Major League Baseball player, and MLB over the weekend released this huge list of things that are going to stay and things that are going to go if they start playing without crowds. And do you know what the weirdest thing on the list is that's gone?
What is it?
Sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds?
Yeah, no more sunflower seeds for baseball players. It's on the list.
Why?
Because they spit them out.
Huh. And they think that if you spit out the sunflower seeds, that somehow you're spreading coronavirus, I guess?
I don't know. The one thing that is going to be banned that is so odd on this list is sunflower seeds. Players are being advised to shower only at home or in their hotel rooms, which means no showers at the ballpark, no more buffets at the ballpark, no restaurants or bars on the road, no use of swimming pools or saunas, don't let anyone into your hotel room outside immediate family, and then no sunflower seeds.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What was that? What was that? What was the...
Well, Scott... Some of these players are young and sane. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh. Got it.
She ain't family.
No, she ain't. She better not be. I see. So what's gone? You tell us. 576-7798. When we get back from all of this coronavirus, blah, 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 you tell me what's gone. I say it's the movie theaters. Dana has long argued the buffet is gone. And you would still argue that? Is that correct?
I would, and as of today, it is worth pointing out, most JCPenney's are gone. A whole lot of those folded today or yesterday. Although I think JCPenney was on the down slide anyway, with Sears and Kmart and all those.
Is there even a Kmart still around?
Is
there a Sears still around?
I don't think so.
When was the last time you drove by somewhere and you're like, oh, Kmart? There. I mean, Kmart was the top dog back in the 80s.
Oh, the blue light special? That was like a fancy trip out for us in Topeka. We're going to the Kmart.
Yeah, we are.
There's a Kmart in Minnesota.
One?
A Kmart. There's a Kmart in Wisconsin.
A Kmart?
One Kmart.
As in one?
Yeah, singular.
Yeah.
How did Kmart go south?
Oh, come on.
No.
Since Rain Man, Kmart sucks.
I mean, Kmart was bigger than Walmart back in the 80s. Remember? Walmart was like the ugly stepchild. You went to Kmart. You wanted the blue light special.
I can... That blue light. My mom would drop everything in her hand, shove you out of the way, and run to the back of that store.
One thing that won't come back for a while, gentlemen's clubs.
Oh.
Oh, strip clubs. All right. I could see that. Telephone number here is 576-7798. You tell us what's not coming back. What is not coming back? I say the movie theater. Dana has long argued it is the buffet at whatever restaurant you used to go to. Or maybe you went to the grocery store and you wanted a salad. You're going to have to buy a prepackaged now.
And then, Scott, coming up in the next hour, my favorite story ever is your boss spying on you while you are working at home. And the number of corporations who are employing people to check up on you to make sure you are really working when you are, quote, working from home.
Well, how are they going to know if I'm working? Are they looking for my car in the driveway?
Or worse.
Oh. Telephone number here is 576-7798. You tell us what is gone when we get back, if you know what I mean. 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. 576-7798.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came.
Oh, interesting, interesting.
Down in the hollow.
From 1967. And I have said keep the receipt more times in the last 2 months than I've ever said it in my life. But 1967 says something I'm surprised has not gone away is the paper receipt. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I have said everywhere I go, you can keep the receipt. Thanks.
Is it because they legally have to offer you a receipt?
I have no idea. I have no
idea. I believe that is correct, yes.
I think that's some kind of law, Scott. Where if you buy something, you legally are entitled to a receipt of that transaction.
Yeah.
And a couple things. Someone called Sam during the break, and I want to clarify this. JCPenney filed for bankruptcy on Friday. They are going to shut down 30% of its stores across the country. Not all of the stores across the country, but most of them remain closed due to the pandemic.
Right. Sam, if we could, to the phones, please, sir.
Let's go to Ed in South Kansas City.
Ed, good afternoon, my friend. Welcome. Glad to have
you. Ed.
Ed once.
Ed.
All right. Sam, to the next one.
Ed had a lot to offer. Let's go to Mike in Overland Park.
Mike in Overland Park. Hello, Mike.
How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
I was calling the birthday in his bubble. We're down in Joplin, Missouri at Golden Corral, and they serve it like the old lunch cafeteria these days.
When?
Yesterday.
The Golden Corral in Joplin is open.
Yep. And they serve it like you got a lunch lady that fixes your plate as you walk down the bar.
Okay. So you can't hold the tongs. The lunch lady holds the tongs for you.
Yep. They even hold your plate until you're ready to go back to your table.
Okay, that's awesome, I guess.
So they do the buffet for you?
Yep. You just walk down, tell them what you want, and they put it on your plate just like you're in high school.
I'll take a Sloppy Joe and some rosy applesauce.
Sloppy Joe, sloppy, sloppy Joe.
You were asking, Scott, about... retailers. Here's why I don't think stores like, you know, your traditional Macy's are going to go away completely. When it comes to clothing, and I know everyone is shopping online right now, it is maddening to try and purchase certain things online, and clothing is exhibit A. My son's home, as you know from school, he has grown up and broader since the last time I saw him. The kid is just completely sprouted.
Okay.
Has no pants. He has no pants that fit him. I have tried and failed 3 times to buy pants online. And so then you've got the pain of having to repackage them up, ship them back
Send
to
them
Amazon.
Back. Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
how many times do you do that and bang your head against a wall before you scream? For me, it was time number 3. They didn't fit. I said, that's it. We're done. You have to go physically find a store and go buy pants. And that... clothing stores are still going to be around.
Well, where did he go? Did he go somewhere?
Well, Von Maur, I heard, was open Friday, and I told him, get in there, have them measure you again, and buy pants, please. And I don't know if he did or not. I'm off the clock. I have no idea.
You know, the other thing, I was just thinking about this while you were talking, that I think is going to change, at least for the time being, not necessarily the long term. Church.
How?
Well, everybody's going to church online right now. They're not sitting in the pews. My mom hasn't sat in a pew in over 2 months.
They're online except for those who defied the governor's order and
well,
then threatened
I understand,
to sue
but,
over it.
Well, that's true, but those are far and few between. I mean, my mother, for example, has not sat in a pew in over 2 months. And I imagine she lives in Shawnee. She goes to church in Lansing. How convenient for her to just wake up on a Sunday morning. And I'm not saying that my mom's going to do this. I'm just using her as the example. But how convenient. You wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Don't feel like driving all the way up to Lansing. Or I don't feel like driving all the way out to Overland Park.
Don't feel like putting pants on.
Don't feel like putting on any pants. I'm just going to sit here in my bathrobe. Just got out of the shower. And I'm going to go to church on my computer. I'll mail in my check or I'll send them a Venmo or whatever. And my preacher can tell me the word of Jesus online. It's really convenient.
Is it the same for you, Scott? Is it the same for you? Like, the experience the same?
No. No, it's not. But it's close. I mean, I'm not saying I don't get the same message. Now, granted, am I shaking hands with anybody? No. But would I be shaking hands with them anyway if I was there? No.
Well, it makes for an awkward peace be with you.
It does make for a very awkward peace be with you and with you.
Well, yeah, but now you can nod or bow or wave.
Yeah.
One thing that's really going to take a while to come back is communion. Because you think about it, there's one chalice that everybody uses.
At a Catholic church, for sure, yes.
Episcopalians do it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't even think about that. The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, will be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour at 5:45. Some major changes going on today in Kansas City. Also here in Kansas, my daughter started her new summer job today at a gym. They reopened today. Get to that much more here in just a moment. You're listening to Dana and Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.